Sorry, I did not even notice that I was pacing. Yeah, I'm very nervous. This is kind of my first party since I was 11. Yeah. No, it's not that my parents didn't want to host birthday parties. It's just that, well, no one used to show up to my parties. Even if they RSVP'd and said that they would. Usually they RSVP'd and said no, though. Yeah, it is sad. I remember crying every year on my birthday. So eventually I just stopped having parties. Well, it's like I have PTSD or something. I just can't stop thinking about being this sad child crying on my birthday. And all the emotions just come flooding back to me as if it just happened last year. I need to relax. I wish I had CBD or something. I'm trying to think positively. I am. I don't know why they didn't show up. I was not popular, that's for sure. I was the kid everyone made fun of. So, I didn't have any friends. Well, I had a couple, but they told me that they were my friends because they pitied me. That was mainly because their parents made them be friends with me. Because they said that it was the right thing to do since I had no friends. And of course, my friends told me that their parents said that. I was the weird girl. And I feel like I still am the weird girl. Well, I know I have friends. I have wonderful friends. I have best friends. I can't get those thoughts out of my head. I mean, I grew up as the weird girl. It doesn't just go away. No, I actually have embraced it. I embraced it once I was in high school. I liked being weird. I liked being different. I liked being a little intimidating. And I still like it. I like who I am. It's just that I wish other people did too. I know, people do like who I am. But I wish people did like who I was back then so I didn't get those negative thoughts about myself during my formative years, which have still affected me to this day. Was that the doorbell? Okay, yeah, of course it was the doorbell. Someone's here. Someone's actually here. Oh my God, someone's here. Hi. Oh my God, Julie, come in. It's so good to see you. I want you to meet my friend Max. Yeah, short for Maxine. Yeah, we met at work, and Julie and I met in college. Someone else is here! Oh my God. Sorry. I know this is normal for people to have people show up to their parties, but I did not expect this. You know what? I'll just put a sign on the door, and then people can walk in when they get here. Oh my God. There must be like 30 people here! You know, when I put out the invite at work, I did not expect all these people to actually show up. No, I actually did not do an RSVP. I was afraid to. But I figured I would have enough food so everyone could eat. And then whatever was left over, I could just take to work and share. So there weren't going to be any food issues. But people are actually here. Oh my God. The present people? Wait, you've been having people put presents there? Oh my God, I have presents! I have never had a peer give me presents before. Oh my God! Okay, I feel like a little kid again, but in a good way. This is amazing. I have presents. People like me. I want my younger self to be able to see me now and see me happy and with friends and have people caring about me. And oh my God, I have presents. I'm an adult and I'm getting presents on my birthday. I didn't even get presents as a child. This is the best birthday ever. Hi, Kathleen. God! Okay, this is way better than the cake that I bought. Holy cow! You made it? This must have taken hours. Whoa! Well, I really appreciate you spending that much time on a cake for me. It's beautiful. It's like a piece of art. This is the one that I'm gonna put out, okay? I'll bring the other one to work. Wow. Thank you. Thank you so much. Sorry, let me take that from you. Did you see this? This is amazing. She said it took her 6 hours to make. Someone spent 6 hours on making me something for my birthday. Holy shit, it looks delicious. Hello? Oh, hi, Spencer. Oh, it's okay if you can't make it, I understand. Yeah, I mean, I didn't have an RSVP or anything, so you didn't even have to call. Thank you. That is so nice of you to call and wish me a happy birthday. Yeah, I wish you were here, but I'll see you on Monday. All right, bye. Someone called and wished me a happy birthday. That has never happened. Well, I stopped letting people know about my birthday after what happened when I was younger. So I stopped looking forward to my birthday and being excited about it because I only associated my birthday with bad memories. And I started to hate my birthday. So now that I put out the birthday invites and I let everyone know about the party, everyone knows it's my birthday for the first time since I was probably 11. Thank you. Time to open presents. Oh my God. I have been wanting this for so long. Is this first edition? Holy cow. Wow, wow. Thank you so much, Matt. Oh my God. This is, I'm speechless. Oh my God. Thank you. I know I already said that. Okay, I'll open up the next one. Oh! Amber! You remember what I said last month about how I wanted this? Oh my gosh. You are such a good listener. Ooh, okay, I'm gonna go put them on now. These shoes are so much nicer than mine. Thank you! It's time to clean up. This was seriously the best birthday ever. No, I'm not going to associate anything negative with my birthday anymore. If this is what happens, then I'm going to have a birthday party every single year from now on. Yep, I made a wish when I blew out the candles. I can't tell you. Well, there was something I did not get on my birthday that I really wanted. It wasn't a present, but there was someone I wanted to show up who did not show up. I don't want to say. You know this person. Jude. Yeah, I really like him. But he's probably busy doing something. I mean, it's a Saturday. So, whatever. Huh, the party's over. Who is that? Jude! Hi! The party's actually over. Oh! I didn't even know that you were out of town. Wait, did you literally come here right from the airport? Well, come in. It's okay if the party's over. I still want to see you. Max, look who's here. You're going? I thought you were going to stay over and we were going to go watch the movie. Oh, No, you don't have to give us alone time. I mean, we're not in a relationship or anything. Really? That is so sweet of you. Okay, well, I will call you later and I will give you all the details. All right, bye. Hey, Jude. Thank you for coming over, and I really appreciate that you came over straight from the airport. Oh, your flight had been delayed. No, it's okay. It's okay. I still got to see you. I just feel bad for you because you missed the party. Oh, do you want some cake? There's a lot left over. Oh, you ate on the plane. Ooh, plane food. Yum. So where were you visiting? Chicago. I've been there once. I loved it. Ooh, so you didn't even know your ex was living there? Was it awkward running into her? Well, that is definitely a silver lining, realizing that you're much better off without her. I'm glad that you have a much better life now. I remember you talking about her. You were not happy when you two were together. And you deserve way better. I do remember you saying she was a little boring and kind of lacked personality. Yeah, I don't blame you there. I like bigger personalities too. Like yours. Oh, there's someone that you have a crush on. Well, I hope that she's very deserving of you. Unlike Shelly, or whatever her name was. Sheila. Yeah. Me? Really? Well, if I can be totally candid, when I was blowing out my candles earlier, can't believe I'm sharing this, I made a wish that you weren't there at the party. And I made a wish that you would contact me. So I wished for you, pretty much. Yeah, I like you. You had no idea. Men are a little oblivious. No offense. I kept worrying that I was like throwing myself at you and just being too obvious. Really? Well, I'm glad that you told me that you liked me first, because I don't think I ever would have been able to just get out the words, "Hey, I have a crush on you." I'm just trying to process this. This is all very surreal, like a really wonderful dream. And then you wake up and then you're like, oh, it was just a dream. And then, you know, you kind of start grieving because you're sad about, sorry. Okay, I'm going to pinch myself. Not a dream. So yeah, I like you too. And would you like to go out sometime? Yeah? Okay. This seriously has been the best birthday ever.